Welcome to the Shulamite Podcast, an extension of Shulamite Ministries and Shulamite.com, with weekly interviews and teaching with author and speaker Martha Kilpatrick and hosted by John Enslow. This weekly podcast is a way to stay connected to the ministry. So come experience anointed messages, not giving just another method, but a living impartation.
We're meeting here around the fireplace, and we've been discussing the podcast that came out today, and we've listened to it again. Because at the end of it, here's what I ask for. I said, I'm going to ask all of you who are listening to help us. Show us what you've learned about working out your salvation. Write us a comment of your choices, and let's make this an ongoing conversation. And then I said, the issue, I want to move mountains with his words, so we'll be telling stories about amazing things, I'm confident. So, some of you did, and you did write amazing things, and I'll just read part of it. They're all recorded on the ShulamitePodcast.com, and you can read all of them. Sandy from Brazil says, she picked up on the words, the Holy Spirit has lately very much not allowed me to ignore the weight of words. The ones I choose to think, speak, and listen to have become shockingly revealing to me of my choice of him or not. When I choose his words, it's always a bending of my knees to him as sovereign. Isn't that beautiful? Thank you, Sandy. That's rich. That's what I wanted. I wanted your thoughts, your experiences. And Steve Pearson said some wonderful things, but I wanted to say this. As I read this, I remembered a quote from Frederick Faber. Choice is the highest act of love. I'm not sure I've ever heard that quote, but it is incredible. That he says, Steve says, that phrase speaks volumes, doesn't it? Andrea of Canada says, I attended a gathering of folks who have a heart for the world and who've every now and then come together and worship in intercessions. One of the directives from the Lord very early at the gathering was watch your words. So instead of focusing on dark areas, we deliberately chose to lift our eyes and focus on the Lord. And that's it seems that the Holy Spirit is speaking about speaking, because my daughter said recently, I don't think I'll ever say another word, because the scripture shows how, as Sandy said, weighty. Our dear Tammy said, choices. Christ is my Savior, believing the Bible, knowing he's sovereign. And there are other choices after number one and in between two and three. That was so cute. So we rehearsed. We went back to recover sort of what was said there. And this podcast is going to continue that. But we had a meeting for the tape of the month, the End Time Hope. Thank you, Jennifer. That's called the End Time Hope. And it was something the Lord gave me for our group, but I knew that I wanted to share it wider than that. Years ago, the Lord gave me a very strong sense of the scripture saying about the church, you must be of one mind. And I began, that became my primary prayer, make us of one mind. And I think we did come to that, and we're still coming to that. It's amazing that any group of two or more could be of one mind. It's not of each other, but the one mind is the mind of Christ. And so what the Lord is doing, I believe he's doing through Scripture. And he gave me some scriptures in a 1-2-3 kind of order. And I wanted to go over it a little bit with your help, those of you who have heard it and are here. I want your help. And these cards, we are sort of committed to going through these scriptures, 9 scriptures in principle, together. And if we all have the same word, we will all be of the same mind. And if we're all meditating on the same scripture, we're going to come together with the same mind. And I think I offered on the tape of the month that if you want these cards that we have, just let us know and we will send them to you.
You know, this is kind of cool because we've been on this book that we're selling now, The Words That Move Mountains. We've been on that for really, it's been quite a while. It's been I've had it on the board that I wanted to get it in because it was so powerful and you were so impacted by it. And it's like the Lord has laid a foundation of the value of moving mountains with the Word of God. And that book is so absolutely fantastic. I can't get through it because I'm still camped out in the first little area of it. But then from there, the words that move mountains, that was kind of the precursor to where he went. And then he's given you these nine words that move mountains. I mean, literally, these are mountain moving words that you've set up in the nine that are in the CD of the month. And how everybody that commented were on the words.
That was interesting that everybody that commented, that was the, and I had even forgotten that we talked about that much. But that little book, and I hope we can carry it and make it available.
No. We have got it. We've got it now available.
E.W. Kenyon.
It's Words That Move Mountains, and it's just, it has empowered and just...
There's a fire. I think you started that fire because of that. And when I was sick, I began to declare the way that he taught you to declare, and in 2 days I had a turnaround. And the amazing thing to me was that he illuminated, Kenyon pointed to the spoken word of the word, affirmation, that speaking. He gave me so much foundation in the scriptures that we are to speak aloud the word. And I understand in the early church, the letters of Paul were read aloud over and over. And Revelation was read aloud. So declaring it, he gives you that foundation in the scriptures, and then he shows you the result. And it really is incredible result. So I'm sure that sparked what the Lord gave me in these nine cards.
It's like a ladder. Don't you see that it's mm-hmm. been moving up, mm-hmm. and that was one of the rungs of the ladder. And it's just, it gives you such a vision of it.
Mm-hmm. I'm right with you, John, in terms of the build. I think that's something that I can't stop seeing. And I see it as the careful shepherding, really. You know, one thing, then the next thing, one step, next step, little grass here, little water here. It's not too much. It doesn't overwhelm to the point where that's all you can see is how overwhelmed you are. And I'm very cognizant of that in my own life. And I think what's amazing about both the words that move mountains, so the discipline of proclamation, I'll call it that because it's a choice to have it become a practice, to have it become something that you literally do the same way you pray, the same way you read the Bible, to add this very powerful element, which we were made to do, you know. And then with the CD of the month, the End Time Hope, I just, you know, that was one that at first I was in danger of being overwhelmed. But because it's broken down in these scriptures, because it's broken down in these steps, it's literally him taking me by the hand and saying, one at a time. Or as Martha likes to say, I never know which way it is, but I love her way of saying, one at the time. Which is, it's a small thing, but I love it. And, you know, and for him just laying it out, is there a danger? Yes, there's a danger. Is there a cost? Yes, there's a cost. Have I given you everything? Yes. Yes, I have. Let me remind you of just how much I've taken care of all of it. I'm being upfront with you about the good, the bad, the ugly, all of it. And that has been just such a gift, just such a gift. And, well, I found this, so I'm going to go ahead and read it. We were in Philippians because John had a verse there. It's a fantastic verse. And then I glanced down a little further, and Philippians is Paul. Yes? It's Paul. Philippians, Paul. And so he's talking, starting in verse 12, he's basically saying, you know, I haven't, you know, I'm not saying I've already reached the goal. I'm not saying I'm fully mature, which is kind of funny coming from the Apostle Paul. I've only written half the Bible. No biggie. I'm not there yet. Oh, dear. And he says, you know, I make every effort to take hold of it because I also have been taken hold of by Christ Jesus. And then he repeats it. Brothers, I do not consider myself to have taken hold of it, meaning I don't have all this. I don't have everything. He says, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and reaching forward to what is ahead. And he's really been moving me through a lot of that in my life right now. And the CD of the month, you know, the End Time Hope, is really what it does. My danger of being overwhelmed was because I was looking behind. And I was saying, well, she's not going to be able to do that, you know. And that's neither here nor there. It doesn't matter. Of course not. Okay. And? Because it is not mine to look behind. And Paul says, this one thing I do. And that really spoke to me, because to me that was him saying, this is something I have to do. And knowing a little bit of Paul's life, I can see that. I can see where you would have to forget the past and look to what's ahead, to leave behind him who he was, so that he could, you know, pursue as his goal the prize promised by God's heavenly call in Christ Jesus. And in so many ways, the end time hope, that's what the hope is. It's not about what you were, who you've been, where you've been, what you've done. Who do you belong to now? Let go. Let go of that. Forget it. Reach forward. Move forward. Step forward. That's it. And here are the keys to do it. It's just so beautiful and perfect and simple.
We hope you've enjoyed the Shulamite podcast. For all the latest from Shulamite Ministries, please visit us at shulamite.com, where you'll find Martha's daily devotions, posts from getalongwithgod.com, and the online library of all of Martha's writings. At shulamite.com, downloading the free Shulamite app is easy, and livingchristianbooks.com is only a click away. Thank you for joining us on this journey to discover a God worth knowing.